Also, and Tom Keene, and a major shout out to our team working over the weekend. Some of them really were putting it in yesterday to getting an eclectic set of conversations on what our politicians are rotting in Washington. And to finish strong for me today, Jack Fitzpatrick joins Bloomberg Government Reporter, I guess, on the dynamics of the whole thing. Jack, let's start with something basic. I think we're clocking in at 100-some pages for this document. Mr. Manchin of West Virginia has a pipeline. I believe it's on page 95, et cetera. How do they digest the document? I understand the politician's not going to read 100 pages, but who does?
Actually, if there is a time when the politicians themselves are likely to read the full bill, it would probably be this one. They don't tend to read the 2,000-page omnibus measures, but they pushed hard to ensure that they get 72 hours before a House vote after the text comes out, because at least
right.
a number of Republicans in the House wanted to not only have their staff look at this, but read through it themselves. Really, comparatively, if you look at everything they talked about, this is a fairly short piece of legislation.
Yes.
That outlines some basic spending figures. There are some things tucked in there, like the pipeline, but it's fairly digestible for them. So I think you're going to hear from lawmakers with specific complaints or things they're happy about.
So this is around a table off to the side of the congressman, congresswoman's office. And it's, what, 6 or 7 people they've ordered out Ben's Chili Bowl, and they're going through this puppy line by line. That's how it gets done?
Line by line, yeah. I would assume that a number of members would have certain things they care a lot more about. I don't know the degree to which Joe Manchin is looking at some of the COVID rescissions, but he obviously, he's tweeted a story about the fact that he got the pipeline. The line by line, you know, how much do we have to spend in future government spending bills? That's something they're going to be paying attention to. And they are able to take their staff and analyze this in pretty good detail, especially given the time they have with it.
Hey, Jack, down in Washington, is there a feeling this morning that either party maybe got the upper hand in this negotiation?
Given the fact that the Republicans were looking for 10 years of spending caps, and this has two, given the fact that it's about a year and a half long debt limit suspension rather than the less than 1 year that the Republicans were looking at, you could say that while the Republicans are getting concessions from a Democratic president, which is essentially the whole bill is concessions to Republicans, but it's much, much less than what they were talking about originally. So I think it's fair for some Democrats to think at least that they mitigated the losses.
So the timing here, as Tom and I were discussing earlier, is interesting about kicking this can down the road, if you will, for 2 years. And we're going to find ourselves in January of 25 with potentially a new president with a big, this financial issue looming over. Is the timing as expected or a little surprising there?
The timing is pretty convenient for President Biden. This is something that theoretically he could take care of in a lame duck session at the end of his term, regardless of what happens with the election. We'll have to see the degree to which Treasury officials can use extraordinary measures to drag that January 1st deadline later. And see, if, you know, maybe it's a springtime deal potentially, but at least it's not something that would interfere with the 2024 election and election season, which clearly is what they really wanted to avoid, is getting into it at the height of election season.
Lay out the week here, and you know, we've had enough conversations where I think I actually have an idea of this, but we go day one, day two of the House. When does the Senate pick up the baton here?
There's some concern about that in the Senate. One, the House Rules Committee works on this today. The House votes tomorrow. Senator Schumer has warned members that this could be a Friday or even weekend vote scenario.
Oh, there we go.
they have to see if they can get unanimous consent for a time agreement. If they cannot get all 100 members to agree to a final vote at a certain time, it can drag out. And it can get pretty close right. to that June 5th deadline. But they're preparing to possibly work over the weekend if this is a real fight in the Senate.
Asking for a friend, does that mean you work over the weekend or John Tucker of Bloomberg Radio works over the weekend?
I may be there. So, you know, we may have to have people there, and there may be a lot of congressional staff that are not happy about two consecutive weekends of working through.
Well, Billy House and the team just doing a great coverage. Laura Litvin and the rest down there. Jeff Fitzpatrick, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated. Bloomberg Government Weekend Reporter.
Yes, exactly. Back at it.
Why do they make this so hard? It's just in the, I guess all governments are the same.